Welcome to another Mystical Perspectives. I'm your host, Reverend Cindy Paulus, and I've been studying the metaphysical field for over 50 years. I really am delving deep into the book by Dr. Paul Masters. It's called Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, Practical, Mystical, and Spiritual Inspiration Applied to Your Life. And what I've been doing is I take a page and I meditate on it every day, and I write a few poems around it and I ponder the thoughts about it, and then I share them with you, going through each affirmation and then going through some reflections on those. It's been quite an interesting journey. I think this is number 18, I believe. You can find everything about it on my webpage, mysticalperspectives.com. Dr. Masters' work is found at the website metaphysics.com, including this book and his other book, Mystical Insights, and you can also get them on Amazon. First, we're going to begin with the subject matter for today. The subject matter is a very interesting one. I had to really look deep inside myself when I was thinking of the subject. It's activating success energy frequencies in your mind. I'm going to start first with the affirmations here. If you have the book, this is on page 40. Defining success. I recognize that success, spiritually understood, means success of my life as a whole and is not limited to material or worldly definitions of success. Now, just a reminder here, we're talking here a metaphysical perspective of success. And I'll be getting into this because if you Google what success is, it might be different than if you're on a spiritual path, what you think success is. So repeating that definition of success, the affirmation says, I recognize that success, spiritually understood, means success of my life as a whole and is not limited to material or worldly definitions of success. I grew up in Beverly Hills, and I knew quite a few very, very, very wealthy individuals. Most all the houses were worth millions of dollars, and everyone had very, very, very expensive cars. And I would say most of the parents for most of the children were successful on the outside. But when you saw what their kids were going through, it's like, no, that was another look at their success in life. The next definition and affirmation is thought energy. I understand that every thought I think is energy, and that certain like energies exist in certain frequencies within my mind. This is like attracts like. Magnetism, going back over that one, thought energy. I understand that every thought I think is energy, and that certain like energies exist in certain frequencies within my mind. So we could go to the Bob Marley song, Positive Vibrations. There's, you know, an amazing power when you have that positive vibe in your mind, and it attracts positivity. It's just like when you have a smile on your face, it's very easy to get a smile back from someone else, right? Going on with success frequencies here, I understand that there are various success frequencies, such as for financial success and success in love. Okay, so it's interesting if you go to a place like maybe a trading house for stocks or Wall Street, the vibe you will have there is very different than the vibe you might have if you go to a place that's about love. Success in love is a different vibration and frequency than the frequency you have that has to do with financial success. And it's interesting, if you want to create success in either of these fields, it's good to know what frequency you're on, right? What you're tuning into. And the next one is tuning in. I understand that success is achieved by consciously or unconsciously, karma, tuning into and being under the influence of success frequencies. So yes, have you ever just found someone that you've met that said, oh no, I didn't inherit any money. I just worked hard and became successful, and you see them and they look like they just had it all. Well, maybe sometimes there is karma that you've gone through, and it's time to, in your particular astrological frequency as well, maybe it's time for you to finally tune in and in this lifetime be very successful. I'm repeating this. I understand that success is achieved by consciously or unconsciously tuning into and being under the influence of success frequencies. The next one's universal God mind. I understand that all success frequency exists and come from the universal mind or God, which is at the innermost center of the consciousness within me. Repeating that, I understand that all success frequencies exist and come from the universal mind or God, which is at the innermost center of consciousness within me. So again, you go back to that connection to God we've talked about so often. If you can connect with God, it's easier to tune into and find the frequencies, because those frequencies are coming from the energy of God. And we always talk about meditation every week, and this one's meditation. Through my daily practice of meditation, I receive success frequencies into my conscious mind, originating from the God mind within me. Repeating, through my daily practice of meditation, I receive success frequencies into my conscious mind, originating from the God mind within me. So, in meditation, we always make that connection to the inner soul and to God. And when we're in connection with that, this is a pure stream of energy. And in that stream of energy, all things are possible. This is often said when we read the Bible. And, you know, we find that with Christ, anything was possible. So when you connect with that highest energy possible, you can also connect with the success. Visualization. Periodically during my daily activity, I visualize or imagine my body is filled with God's creative light energy, filling my conscious awareness with success energy frequencies. It's like being bathed in positive, successful vibrations, right? Visualization, very important. Periodically during my daily activities, I visualize or imagine my body as filled with God's creating light energy, filling my conscious awareness with success energy frequencies. And the next one, sensitivity attunement. Periodically during the day, to keep attuned to success energy frequencies, have one hand I touch to the upper part of my body containing creative light energy, success frequencies, and with the forefinger of my other hand touch my forehead, signifying that success frequencies are flowing into and influencing my conscious mind. That's a repeat of this one. Sensitivity attunement. Periodically during the day, to keep attuned to success energy frequencies, with one hand, I touch the upper part of my body containing creative light energy success frequencies, and with the forefinger of my other hand, I touch my forehead, signifying that success frequencies are flowing into and influencing my conscious mind. Well, those are the affirmations. Now, let's dive into a little more about success. It's just a big subject. Well, I guess we'll have to start with what is success? I mean, some people think that having a beautiful house, making $1 million is success. Some people think having a wonderful marriage and being in love and maybe having healthy children is success. Some people you ask may think that just being happy is the meaning of success. It's very interesting if you just Google what is the key to success or what is success, you'll get very different interpretations about what success is. And we'll go through some of those because it is important to understand if you do have any blocks in you. And you can, it's possible to have blocks against being successful. But if you think about what the metaphysical meaning or even the spiritual meaning or biblical meaning of success is, it's very different from the Bible. When King David was about to die, he gave his son Solomon the following advice. Do what the Lord your God commands and follow his teachings. Obey everything written in the law of Moses, then you will be a success no matter what you do or where you go. Again, David did not tell his son to build up his kingdom with a lot of armies and to gather great wealth from other lands or defeat his enemies in battles. He said his formula for success was to follow God. And we always say in these metaphysical teachings, turning your will over to God's will daily and even at night before you go to sleep really is the key once you let yourself get out of the way. And the Bible also says, where your treasure is, there also is your heart. So where is your true treasure inside? But to be happy and do well, there are certain things that you might want to ponder. I love His Holiness the Dalai Lama. He just turned 83 years old. And here's a man who came from roots where it looked like everything was going wrong. He lost his country. He was in exile. And he turned into someone that was beloved by the world, got the Pulitzer Peace Prize, and is extremely successful. And he says, as human beings, we all want to be happy. To avoid suffering, in my limited experience, if we are to achieve this, it is immensely valuable to be able to cultivate and maintain a positive state of mind. Now, a side note here, of course, that's the energy frequency that holds that positivity, right? In the Buddhist tradition to which I belong, one of the most effective means of doing so is to engage in meditation. He says, meditation can sometimes mean sitting in a formal posture and stilling the mind, but primarily in continuously familiarizing ourselves with positive thoughts. Our prayers and affirmations are the foundation we use to have deep connection to God. He goes on to say, when we sit quietly in a safe space, we can stop thinking. When we meditate, we do no harm and just experience our true nature. We can just be with God. By being in meditation, we become more aware of our true essence and inner presence of our soul. So this is one of the big keys here. Because I, having grown up in a very wealthy neighborhood and knowing a lot of famous people and interviewing many, many important people over the years, I found the people who have what everyone would think and dream of having, many of them were very unhappy people. In fact, some of them even took their own lives. They were that miserable. Look at the recent suicides of Anthony Bourdain and others. These are people that were living the life people would dream of having, you'd think extremely successful. And yet, it wasn't real success, and they weren't happy. But are there any blocks you might have towards being successful? Are you maybe afraid of taking some risks? You know, if you're insecure, you really can get into a limited comfort zone. You can get stuck. You can be in the same place for years and years and years. Now, you don't necessarily have to take huge risks, but consider just going outside the normal realm of your life and expanding your horizons, and maybe by volunteering or doing something different, you can actually find that you reach another place of making new friends and finding other ways that might be a better path to take. Highly successful people, the founder, are willing to fail in order to eventually succeed. Now, I know we all hate to fail, right? Especially if we're talking about success, but that's part of the rules of success. You learn so much from every time you make a mistake and you fail. Another block that might be there that keeps you from achieving success is maybe getting used to being a victim. How many people do you know that might be stuck in victim consciousness? There's sometimes when you become a victim once and you just find that it works so well being that victim, with all the love and things that people give you and support they try to give you because you were in a bad situation, that you take on that role of being the victim and find that for you it's like addictive. You might not consciously think of yourself as a victim, but if maybe you're thinking sometimes, oh, he made me do that, or you do that blame game, but I had no choice but to, you may be giving up your real true power, because then you're always consistently finding that other people are saying other people are making you or holding you back. You have the power within yourself to be who you wish to be and be who you truly are. Your life and your circumstances aren't holding you back. It's your decision, right? The next one is that you try to do everything by yourself. Now, I know there are people who are people, you know, some people, right? People who are really good with other people. And then there's some loners. I tend to be more of a loner. And there's nothing wrong with that, but there's good things that happen when you know how to work with other people. And find out how you can build a team to get things done. Another thing that can keep you from getting and accomplishing your goals is actually control and self-regulate and be in charge of yourself. I mean, it's so easy to get distracted. If you're thinking about maybe writing a book or you have a deadline, it's amazing what you can come up with. It would be distractions to keep what you're wanting to get done. It's just hard to get started sometimes. So it's amazing how distractions also can keep us from being on track, doing what we wish to do, and not accomplishing our goals. Another thing that could be a block is maybe you're afraid of failure. You know, it seems funny, but you know, people are really afraid of failure because they're worried about what people might say or what might happen. It's almost like that deer in the headlight syndrome. You just stop, you know. There's this amazing 19th century English historian, James Froude, who said, "Experience teaches slowly and at the cost of mistakes." Now, all of us have had some failures, but you learn from those failures. You learn what works and what doesn't. Another thing to think of is maybe do you value your time enough? If you don't value your time, it's amazing what can happen and how the time can just slip away and you don't get the things done you wish to get done. Another thing that happens with people, a block can be, is that you expect someone else to make you successful. You know, it's amazing how you can get an agent, a coach, someone who says that they're going to make you successful, and then you put it on them. And it's amazing once you just have someone else who's supposed to do that, how you give up your own individual will and God's direction, you give it to another person. You know, success takes work and determination, but 9 times out of 10, it's your work, it's your life, and it's also being connected to that inner part of you that makes you successful. And a big one here to ponder on is, possibly you're not confident enough. This is one I have. I don't have a lot of confidence. I went through some abusive relationships when I was very, very young. And I was sexually abused as well. And that can really damage your confidence and think you're not good enough. Well, if you were in a relationship where someone was saying you're not good enough constantly, sooner or later, that gets to your psyche, right? You know, it's super important to understand that a lot can be accomplished by being confident. There's been studies that say overconfidence help people attain social status. People who believe they were better than others, even when they really weren't, were given a higher place and a higher status in life. That confidence is, again, goes partly to that positive vibration, right? And you don't want to be overconfident to succeed, but you certainly can put out that energy vibe we're talking about. That really is that positive energy that you project, what can earn you a lot of more respect in your life. And there's this interesting thought that I came across too, is there are people who have imposter syndromes. This is an interesting thing. You know, all know Maya Angelou. She suffered from what is called an imposter syndrome. She once said, I have written 11 books, but each time I think, they're going to find out now. I've run a game on everybody and they're going to find me out. Now, that comes back to really whether you feel deserving or undeserving of success. You know, what if someone like Maya Angelou had let her imposter syndrome hold her back? You can't let that stop you. You're not really an imposter, although we can feel like that mask we have is. And maybe you don't really know what success looks like for you. Maybe you're not comfortable with some of the world's definition of success. It's important to take some time and really look at what you want in life and what and how you'll create that feeling of success. You know, another thing to think of is, are you surrounding you with yourself with people who are positive and feeding your energy and supporting you or putting you down? And one other thing just to think about here is, do you believe in yourself? Belief is so important. Your intent and your belief makes a huge, huge difference in life. It's your rudder, it's your direction, it's your compass. If you believe in yourself, you have to trust yourself. When making decisions, you know, and what you're going to do, it's best to go with that intuition, what your inner self is telling you. And again, you can go into meditation. You can take some deep, deep looks at yourself and look objectively and go within and really ask for guidance. Ask for God's guidance and believe that you are able to accomplish what you want in life. And let that belief drive you. You know, another few things to look at here are what has been successful traits in people. And I'll go down this list quickly. Self-reliance. Willpower. Well, I say God's will. Let God's will be done, or let God's willpower drive you. Patience, that's a key one, right? Integrity. You know, it's a serious one and maybe one of the most important attributes you can really cultivate. You know, honesty is really the best policy for everything you do. The integrity of the character you hold and express defines who you are. Passion. You know, if you want to succeed, you know, it's passion a lot of times, and your enthusiasm will get you there. Another important aspect is connection. Can you relate? Can you communicate with others? Staying positive, that optimism, so important. It's such a great thing to hold. It really works in your life to hold that positivity and step up and being able to create that positive energy that you can use, and it will indeed bring you most times a positive outcome. And as we said, self-confidence, we know how important that self-confidence is. Do you really know how to make yourself valuable and what your true place of being valuable in this world would be? Another thing too, it's very interesting, a lot of people that were asked what's successful, they did more than what was asked for them. They didn't just do a little bit. They went above and beyond what they had to do to make it good. Also, being excited about your journey. You know, that excitement, that enthusiasm really is important. If you're not excited about what you're doing, maybe you're not doing the right thing. And what's also important is being humble. Being humble and great and courageous and determined, faithful and fearless. You know, that is who you are in God's eyes. Become that. I wrote a poem about success. I was just wondering about success and what it really means and maybe what we're demanding out of life to make ourselves happy. Is it in how many likes we get or how high our standards are set or the neighborhood we live in or the kind of car we drive? Making $1 million? Is it finding that loving partner and a beautiful family that we like? Or is it being famous or being a CEO and being in control? And maybe having your own TV show. And what about the geniuses who looked at what it takes to create a real solution to help the human race? Did they think they were successful? Or were they driven to do more to solve the problems this world faces? Did they find what they were looking for? What does success really mean? I really wonder if what we seek can be enough to make us complete, to live out the standards of this worldly dream. Or could success just be an inside job, to be content with what we've got and be kind to every living thing and love God and life and enjoy the life we lead? I'm going to close with the beautiful Aramaic Lord's Prayer. Father, Mother of the cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness, tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Well, today's talk was based on Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, a book by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. Practical, mystical, and spiritual inspiration applied to your life. It's a 130-page book of affirmation that I find is really extremely helpful. You can go to my website, mysticalperspectives.com, for all the shows. And if you wish to get the book, you can go to metaphysics.com. You can also go to amazon.com. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. I hope this has been helpful to you. I wish to always be able to share my messages with you. And I send you my blessings and love. Aloha.